A sound so very loud, the inside story of every song Oasis recorded, written and read by Ted Kessler and Hamish McBain. Nobody believes us when we say this, but we did actually come up for the idea for A Sound So Very Loud before Oasis got back together. So it wasn't conceived in the aftermath of the reunion announcement, though that obviously supercharged it and made it more pressing.
We had some other ideas in play first. We were going to do... We knew we wanted to do something about Oasis because we felt there was a vacuum there and that we had stuff to say about it and with thoughts to share. So we were going to do a podcast and a Substack. And then slowly we just thought that this book idea might have more legs in it.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say that it did. The reunion announcement did move it along from being something that we was an excuse to go to the pub and talk about. Yeah. To like, oh, we actually better start doing this and get something down on paper. But the song idea was definitely... I mean, I remember we were first talked about it. We were at the O2 Arena, Definitely Maybe show, the Liam Gallagher solo thing.
That's right.
And we hadn't actually arranged to meet. We bumped into each other in the pub and we've always got on and we've, you know, always been friends and... just started vaguely talking about it then, like a song-by-song guide, just because we were seeing, on the way there, you were just seeing so many kids, you know, the audience wasn't just older guys or girls who were there at the time. There were a large contingent of that, but there was also lots of 13-year-olds. And
it was families. There were quite a lot of families, which is unusual when you go to bigger gigs. They were sort of grandparents, I guess, who were only in their 50s, and they went straight down to teenagers with them as well. So
yeah, and then like a month or so later, a couple of months later, I guess, I was at Alexandra Palace watching Noel, and you know, you could see the London skyline in the background, sun going down, it's beautiful. And then you know, there's all these kids around there and he's sort of announcing a song. I think it was Going Nowhere. And he says, I appreciate that the audience, you know, 90% of the audience won't know this song. And just you look around and there's all these 15-year-olds like singing every word of it, like it's the most important song in the world to them. And you just sort of thought there's something here for as much for future generations to delve into. I mean, I do remember being that sort of age, 15, and having a little Beatles book that was just the story of every song and explaining, you know, from the geeky stuff like who played guitar, who played the maracas, to what the lyrics mean and all that kind of stuff. And it was a bit of a Bible for me.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I wanted this book for the bands I liked growing up, so i.e. The Jam. There wasn't this sort of information available about the backstories for all the songs, every word of those songs, but I didn't really know where the songs came from or the biography of the band at the time. So hopefully this book provides that scaffolding for people listening to these records.
Yeah, and it's but then we sort of, once we started doing it, we wanted to add some of our experiences from interviewing the Gallaghers, which is never a dull occasion.
No.
And we've both done it, you know, numerous times over the years. So we just thought it'd be fun to insert some of those kind of in dispatches moments where you're out and about and just, you know, listening to them be incredibly entertaining and do your job for you, basically.
Yeah, it adds a bit of shade, and also it's an excuse to tell those stories from the backstage area.
And then obviously when the reunion actually did get announced, it was just kind of the appetite for it from all generations was just extraordinary.
Yeah.
And that really made us, you know, it was serendipitous, really. But, yeah, we're very grateful to Oasis for going out on tour to promote Sounds Very Loud.
Yeah.
That was a joke. Don't kill us. But yeah, I hope everybody enjoys it. I think it's a really, really... I hope it comes across like people who love the music and who feel that some of the music, perhaps lots of the music, deserves to be reevaluated somewhat.